This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Thank you, Lucius. We're hanging out here, Shell Shack, North Henderson in Dallas. We are waiting to re-up on some more Cowboys Crown Royal jerseys. They should be here any minute. As soon as those are out, though, we'll probably be out, but I would still encourage you to come out and party with us. We're going to be here till 7 p.m. Awesome specials, $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day. Catfish special for $13. They got live crawfish that's still available. You can do drinks to go. It's an awesome vibe. We got tons of Tolos out here. In fact, there's a Tolo here, Didi, that's known me since I was like 6 years old.
Is that right?
Yes. So I went to elementary school with her daughter, Haley. So I've known her since I was in like first grade. It's bizarre.
Incredible, dude.
It's amazing.
It's a family affair.
It really is.
Rodeo Ron made an appearance.
Rodeo Ron's out here. He's already had a shot of the Jim Beam.
He told me a story about the last time he had tequila, where he ended up walking on the expressway without clothes on.
Oh.
But there was also a bit of a strap-it-on situation. And he was it was post Ozzy Osbourne.
Did you get Phil Handy?
So pretty unbelievable. He's trying to dig up the tape. He says there's video footage out there somewhere.
Okay, I mean, I don't know that we want that.
It's just
footage.
Like on
Maybe
Channel
that footage
8.
Stay buried. Let's not dig that footage up, Ron. But if you find it, hey, who are we to say we're not going to take a peek ski? Did Brian Broaddus ask the longest question in fan history? We'll get to that on the other side.
Oh, I'm excited for this, dude. I didn't even realize it in the moment. But we had some Tolos checking in real time, being like, hey, did he beat my long, crappy question to Steven from years ago, which we thought would stand the test of time? Perhaps.
Was this to see why?
No, this was to Jared yesterday.
This was a Jared moment.
Well, and if I remember, and we'll get to it.
Look, he's hanging his head.
It might be. We'll see. We'll see.
He's hanging his
We're going to time
head.
It. We'll find out at the top of the hour. But the Cowboys fan survey, courtesy of our buddy John Machota and The Athletic.
I thought it was a CY question, and I thought that was long. But now you mentioned it.
Because it was one of those where like
could
you
be
asked
close.
It, then Jared kind of started talking, then
this
he kind of jumped
close.
It again.
This
it
could
it
be
might
close.
Be. We'll
yeah.
see.
This could be close.
How many games will the Cowboys win this season? The options, less than 8, 8 to 9, 10 to 11, 12 or more. Now, my vote, I think they'll be 10 and 7. That's what I'm going with. So I would have gone the 10 to 11. But I don't know if you guys agree with that. I mean, Eric, I think you're looking at the 8 to 9 range,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I'm an 8 or 9 guy.
I think, Brian, we did our win-loss on Love of the Star, and we went 11. So you'd go 10 to 11?
I think I'm 10 to 11, yeah.
And the Cowboy fans agreed. At 10 to 11, half of them voted that they believe that will be the total for the Cowboys. Over half the fan base expects a double-digit win season. That could be asking for a lot. You do have a new coach, mostly new coaching staff, but you got Dak back, Micah, CD. Can they stay healthy? 10 wins possible if that's the case. Now, what do you consider a good season? And I like this question because I do think myself and a lot of other Cowboy fans, with how long this NFC Championship drought's gone, it's NFC Championship or bust. Because
can't do
you've
that.
Seen
can't do that.
The division round. But,
can't
but
do
yes,
that.
I think you have to recalibrate that
yeah.
with a new coach.
Yeah.
And we got to kind of look at this team.
It,
We can't put all of that frustration and lump it on the expectations for this 2025 version.
I hate to be this guy, but I'll be this guy. You know, I'm hopeful 10 or 11. Shoddy does not need to be 3-14, not off the jump. Now, I my hope for him is that they win 9-10 games. That might not get him in the tournament. That 10 games would probably get you in the tournament. But I just remember my experience in Green Bay with Mike Holmgren and the first-time head coach and that kind of thing. You want to be able to build off that. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's like if you say NFC Championship game or bust, and you end up, you know, 7-11 again, that now that he needs to have a winning season, in my opinion, to build credibility with his players. That the things that he's trying to put in and implement, that like, okay, now, we didn't have a great roster in Green Bay. That's when Favre and all, they were all getting started with us. They have a much better roster in Dallas. But he needs to have, in my opinion, a winning season. And that, to me, would be successful. Because, I say, they can't be 3-14 or some crazy thing like that.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, then, now the questions and all the things that you're, all the things you tried to build just completely go out the window. And now there's more questions about you, the staff. Are you going to be a one and done? All these things kind of come into play. He can't have a losing season at all. If he has a winning one, I think for me, that would be a success. Just because I think he needs to get off to a good start being a first-time head coach.
Yeah, what would you consider a good season? The options were have a winning record, make the playoffs, win at least a playoff game, or win multiple playoff games. And the most votes were win at least one playoff game.
Yeah. So. I hope you folks are right. But I personally, I think having a winning season, because I think there's going to be, especially with this schedule, and especially with some of the unknown on the defense, some of the things, the unknowns on the offense, you've got a bunch of new coaches that have not coached in the National Football League before. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like I said, I want Clayton Adams to be my offensive line coach. I'm sorry, Coach Riley, about you being in title, but at least year one, let Clayton Adams be my offensive line coach, and let's let everybody learn what we're trying to do here in year one. Mm. Like, but if you end up, you know, in the playoffs and win a game, that's even better. But my expectations are, this staff has got to learn. The head coach has got to learn, and the players have got to find a way to gel for both.
How long will Brian Schottenheimer be the head coach of your Dallas Cowboys? The options were one and done, two seasons, three seasons, four, five, or more. Three seasons got the most percentage of votes on this Athletic Cowboys survey. Every Cowboy head coach has been given at least 2 years. The only one that didn't get more was Chan Gailey. And Jerry has said several times that he regrets that decision. I do think you're looking at a minimum of 3 years, unless, to your point, now, I mean, Dave Campo did get 5-11, 5-11, 5-11, but
we deserve to get fired for that.
Unless it's just an ultimate train wreck, And that probably means that you've lost your quarterback again, and maybe this team has to do soul searching, and you're looking at a total rebuild in that case. I think it is a minimum of 3 years for Shoddy.
Yeah, if all of a sudden it turns into a 3-14, or 5-12, whatever you want to do, if it is that bad where they're that much under 500, and then the second year he won't get. He'll get 2 years, and depending on, because like I say, he has got to get this thing off to a really, really good start. They've got to build credibility with this team. He's got some veteran players, he's got some young players, but he can't afford to lose this roster right off the, like, okay, you tried to tell us this, you tried to pump music in at practice, you tried to have fun in the locker room, and then all of a sudden, what does he have to do? He completely flips as a coach.
No.
He becomes something that he wasn't when he first took the job.
Yeah.
Now the players are looking at phony. This coach is phony.
Yeah.
This is a phony coach. You can't do that. Because the minute the losing starts, and Jesse Holly and I were talking about this last night, the minute the losing starts, that's when you're going to find out what kind of coach he is.
Absolutely.
It's all fun and games now.
And George Pickens,
we're all having fun at Oxnard, and we got our visors on backwards, and we're feeling great.
Kumbaya.
Everything is great. We're no wins, losses. Minute you start playing games and losing them, that's when you're going to know what kind of coach he is, and that's either going to carry him forward, or that's going to get Jerry and Steven to have to get on the phone and get maybe Bill Belichick from North Carolina or something like that.
We get the report in like November, all of a sudden that ping pong table's nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Oh no. I guarantee you there'll be a post game show where Wooly will go, "That just shows, care more about damn ping pong than, tackling somebody."
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
that's the kind of stuff that gets mentioned. The minute and every talk show host will say, "Boy, there was such a great feeling," and all those tweets come back.
Yeah,
all those tweets come back to us, and they start to, Wanye Thomas, "Oh, good to play football again." Boy, taking a breath here. Yeah, they're going to remind you, like, was this guy Wade Phillips? Was he not tough enough?
Yeah,
was he Camp Cupcake guy?
Mm-hmm.
All those things are going to come up and be brought up.
And then we had, if you could only re-sign one of the 2026 unrestricted free agents right now to a team-friendly deal, who would it be? The options were Pickens, Bland, Ferguson, and Sam Williams. And by a big margin.
Pickens, huh?
It was Deron Bland.
Bland.
"This was the most surprising result," wrote Mashoda. "I figured that Deron Bland and Pickens would be a good battle, but it wasn't close at all. Bland was clearly the player fans would like to see remain in a Cowboys uniform, as he had 54.6% of the votes."
Well, the minute that Pickens starts playing like a one, I'm sure Mashoda's voting will turn, because there's a chance that George Pickens could have a really, really good year with a quarterback that's going to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
One that's going to throw it to him on the move and not make him contort for every pass he's going to get. He's going to finally play with a quarterback that can help him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt Pickens is going to be good, and he's a good player. There might be a scenario where, like, Blaine's the only good corner on the team.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, gosh, if you let him go. And I'm hopeful Savone Revelle is awesome.
I've talked to people over there. Revelle's going to be – he's going to have to be 100%. But people are saying – I saw on Twitter where people are saying, no, he's going to not play till the middle of the season. And I'm like, no, that's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see him at training camp and be ready for that.
I always love the Cowboys fan survey. There's some more questions we can maybe get to later on in the show. As we're broadcasting live from Shell Shack here, North Henderson in Dallas. Come on out, party with us. The drinks are already flowing out here, as we got Rodeo Ron getting the party going. But up next, we got some baseball sound.
Sounds of the Baseball Day, Walchuk featuring Jared Sandler, Brett Boone. We got catcher walk-offs.
Sure.
And we also have a potential record-breaking question from the crusty Brian Broaddus himself. That's next, live from Shell Shack here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.